Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The birthday note allegedly written and drawn by President Trump to sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in 2003, now released. The House Oversight Committee releasing the entire album of birthday notes. Trump has sued the Wall Street Journal over the album, denying his involvement in it. The Supreme Court issuing a ruling saying it is now legal for immigration agents to pull people over based on their race, language, and where they work if ICE agents suspect them of being in the country illegally.
The administration got more leeway for aggressive immigration enforcement after the Supreme Court lifted restrictions on ICE agents operating in California whose tactics had been criticized as racial profiling.
That's ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. DHS touting a new immigration operation coming soon in the city of Chicago. The Israeli military urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of its planned offensive. Thousands of people there say they have nowhere to go. This is ABC News. An encouraging development for those who've been on organ donor lists for years.
Doctors at Mass General in Boston say they successfully performed three separate transplants of pig kidneys into humans. And now the FDA is giving the green light for clinical trials. The FDA green light means 30 patients nationwide will now be able to receive a genetically modified pig kidney. With more than 90,000 Americans in need of kidney transplants, there's a lot of interest. Researchers are already breaking records. Another Mass General patient has lived more than 7 months with his pig kidney, far longer than the previous 130 day benchmark.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. The Murdoch family coming to terms on who will control the family media empire after Rupert Murdoch's death. It will be Lachlan Murdoch, the eldest son who shares his father's conservative political ideology. Siblings Prudence, Elizabeth, and James have agreed to give up claims to control Fox News and will get stock valued at over $3 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Terry Barr in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. If you're a Packers or Brewers season ticket holder, there's a new consumer alert, and you'll want to check your account to be sure your tickets haven't been stolen. Officials with the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection say sports fans across Wisconsin are reporting their season tickets have been transferred out of their accounts by scammers. It's not known how many fans may be impacted, and officials say this time of theft isn't common. So again, check your ticket account. We continue to track updates on the 24 cases of measles reported in Oconto County. And now the state has a new way for you to keep up with the numbers. Joanne Krulutz explains.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new dashboard aimed at keeping residents informed on the spread of measles cases in the state. The dashboard will be updated on Tuesdays and Fridays to include a current total case count, overall vaccination rates, and if there are any measles-related deaths. The dashboard can be located on the agency's Outbreaks and Investigations webpage.
And while vaccines can be a good defense in trying to keep your kids healthy now that everybody's back to school, Dr. Casey Freimiller says there's something else your kids can do. Wash their hands.
Using soap and water and a quality amount of time. We talk about singing the ABCs. It really goes a long way to getting all the dirt and grime and the viruses and bacteria that can kind of be harbored on our hands. And frequently, after using the bathroom, before eating, after playing outside or playing with a pet.
Remind your kids to cover their mouths when they cough or sneeze to stop the spread of germs in the classroom. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Terry Barr, 97.9 WGBW News.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago, 27-24. Baseball, the Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The Crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Hellman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You got two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and a great credit to the Rangers hitter who drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him, credit to their starting pitching. their starting pitcher. He was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Thank you. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
Ba-da, ba-da, da, da. Ba-da, ba-da, da, da. Ba-da, ba-da, da.
Monday, Monday. So good to me. Monday morning. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be.
Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak?
Really think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Tell me.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman with this local news update. The search for a school superintendent in Green Bay, what will be the third in 5 years, is slated to get underway next month. The Green Bay School Board approved a new firm to lead the search at their meeting last night, reports the Press Gazette. CESA 7 will lead the search. They're expected to cost less than $15,000. They also gave some updates on school constructions that are made possible by a referendum last year. More than half of referendum dollars have been bid or contracted. Construction on Washington Middle School is mostly complete, and Star Elementary is starting to take shape. The West Side School was renamed earlier this year for Bart and Cherry Star. If you're in the city of Green Bay, start rounding up your trash now. Next week is one of the city's quarterly overflow collection weeks. That means in addition to what's in your cart, you can also put up to 4 garbage bags of trash on the curb for free collection. That doesn't include appliances, electronics, or construction trash. The Harlem Globetrotters are turning 100. They're coming to Green Bay in December, the start of their centennial season tour. They announced their stops yesterday. They'll be at the Resch Center December 30th. And if you live in De Pere, Friday is the deadline to have a tree planted by the city outside your home. Chances are good it'll be planted if there's space in your parkway and there are no obstructions. You can have your pick of Gladiator Crabapple or Triumph Elm or State Street Maple or 7 other kinds of trees. They're expected to be planted at the end of October. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman, 97.9 WGBW News.
DATCAP is proposing an increase in fees for livestock yards, dealers, and haulers. But what exactly will these increased fees be affecting? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Kurt Larson, the president and CEO of Equity Livestock, is here to give an inside look on the proposed Chapter 12 fee increases.
Chapter 12 is the chapter that really impacts what we're doing. And there's an annual registration or annual license fee that we pay for our markets to be licensed every year. And then dealers, so livestock dealers, as well as livestock truckers, also have to pay an annual registration fee. And primarily what that does is it funds the audits. So in our case, our livestock markets, our markets are all Class A markets because of the number of sales we have in a year. So as Class A markets, a DATCAP auditor comes out to our facility quarterly.
Kurt Larson, the president and CEO of Equity Livestock, joining us. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is once again holding their Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin competition. The nomination period is open through September 12th, and the announcement of the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin for this year will be held on October 23rd. In other news, at the World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest, Wisconsin showed why we are America's Dairyland by taking home 52.3% of all cow's milk cheese awards. With a look at some agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Green Bay Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, 53 degrees.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
She's by my excitation.
Behind his back, and the banker never wears a mask in the morning. Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug to driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Yeah. with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me, I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, baby, can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me. Scared to move, hey babe, what are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.